Congratulations to Casey Musgraves and to Dan and Shay. Thought it was super, super sweet watching Dan and Shay perform Tequila, the song that gave them their first Grammy win last night. They were thrilled beyond belief. Which one's the singer, Dan or Shay? Shay, right? Shay? Dan?
they both said, you mean the main singer.
Yeah, piano player. Anyway, he hit some notes at the end that was like, take that, Grammy. Take that, industry. I wonder if that made Jessica cry. Our producer, Jess, who cries seemingly at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it is a Doritos commercial or a long line at Disney.
Yeah.
You will find something to cry about, Jessica, which is what we assigned you. We assigned you the Grammys last night. Not because we were too lazy to do our own job, but because we can get a little synopsis of how many times that you cried.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Are you? Or are you about to start? Oh.
How many times did Jessica cry?
I love that. So to clarify, we're not talking like you got misty-eyed. Count as crying, or are we talking full on tears, blowing nose, maybe even a noise emitted, like that?
I'm going with a little misty eyed.
Okay, that'll count then.
Yeah, that counted.
Okay.
Because probably most people wouldn't have got misty eyed over what you did, is
what. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right. I'm going to go with six.
Six times.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You definitely cried in memoriam. You definitely cried during the Dolly tribute. You definitely cried with Diana Ross. I'm going to say less than six. I'm going to say you cried four times.
Okay. Right. Let's find out.
Here we go.
So the Grammys just started, and they talked about the tributes they're going to do to people like Aretha Franklin.
Oh, I forgot about that
And
one.
I cried a little. Like, I got a little teary-eyed.
You cried at them talking about the tribute. Okay.
In the introduction, before the show even started.
You're right,
okay,
Tammy.
One ding.
You're right, for sure.
So it's, 2 minutes in, and I'm already crying.
All right, that's one.
This is going to be a long night. All right, cry number two. All these ladies talking about the power of music totally got to me.
Was that with former First Lady Michelle Obama?
Yes.
Who had by far the biggest applause of the night?
100%. Yeah, that got to me. Them talking about the power of music, because music is so powerful in our lives.
Well, and that should have been an indication of what last night was going to turn into, which was a complete celebration of women in music. And
awesome.
May I say, hey, country, maybe
yes.
you should get on board. What? Okay, here we go. So that's two so far. Two for Jessica.
21 minutes in, and I just cried. That's third time.
Okay.
Gaga made me cry.
Oh,
her speech was so good, and that song is so good. Even though she beat the Backstreet Boys, it was so good.
Come on, we all knew that was going to happen. All right, with all due respect to Taylor, to Lady Gaga, stop acting surprised that you won. You're Lady Gaga. Enough's enough.
I think that was genuine surprise.
I'm sure it was, but I mean, come on.
She puts her emotion and her love into everything.
Listen, I love Gaga. I love her. But it's the same thing I told Taylor when she had that, I won? Look. Oh, my God. What? What? This is only my 75th award tonight. Really? All right, so far, three cries, not even 45 minutes into the show. Good Lord.
Yeah.
So it looks like we've got a little over an hour left of this, and the cry count is now at six. Dan and Shay got me. That note at the end, amazing.
You see, I told you the note was pretty impressive.
Yeah,
Diana Ross got me.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched A Star Is Born last night, so that emotions from that are still really raw.
Oh, well, that's not fair.
And then Lady Gaga performed the song from it, and so I became a mess all over again.
This just in, Lady Gaga can sing.
Mm-hmm.
I love her so much.
Six times. The show's not even over yet.
I know. Right, I know, guys. It's bad.
All right, so Grammys are over. The final cry count is at eight.
Eight.
The Aretha Franklin tribute was amazing, and so that made me cry.
Although I think Fantasia pulled a muscle in her back. She's a violent singer. Is she not a violent singer?
But man, she looked great.
This is not about her looks. I'm talking about her. She is a violent singer. Like, she has to stretch out before she sings, I think.
Maybe.
Is it possible to be a violent singer?
Sure, I suppose.
Yeah, it's accurate.
And then I was almost a little down, and then Casey Musgraves won. And she started crying, and I started crying. It's just a whole lot of crying. So eight cries.
Eight.
Wow.
Which actually, for the Grammys, is not my highest number ever.
I've done more.
The Whitney year, right? That's what I thought.
There you go.
That was like the day before, right? The day before?
Yes.
I think it was.
Oh.
All right. Well, Tammy, congratulations. You went closest without going
right.
over. So you won the showcase. I got teary-eyed during not Diana Ross's... Happy birthday to me.
So good.
But her grandson seeing my grandmommy, Diana Ross, that got me.
That was good.
Yeah. Beautiful. Are you crying? I'm like, no, you are. Be quiet. And then Brandi Carlile, her song.
Yeah.
It's called Joke, The Joke. And if you've ever been bullied or have a child that's being bullied, play that song for them. It's an amazing piece of work. That's the only two times I did, but I'm not Jessica. 8 times.